Hi, everybody. This is Gatsad. I hope that your week is off to a good start. Last night, the actor Seth Rogen and I had some exchanges on Twitter. Some of you have written to me saying that you're not on Twitter and you'd like to get a summary of what transpired. I won't share the full richness of our exchange, but I'll offer you here some of the key highlights. It basically stemmed from a clip that I had posted on my channel and podcast where I was explaining the reason why many members of the elite ruling class are so much more virtuous, so much more empathetic, so much more green than you rube are. And so at some point, someone tweeted the following: "Hey, Seth Rogen, since you're down here pursuing with the SkyTrain passenger today, you should give this a read." I'm not exactly sure what that means, but so then I retweeted and I said, "Oh, Seth Rogen is a classic example of what I discuss in the clip in question." So I was surprised that Seth would take a break from his luminary pot smoking to engage me. So he actually wrote to me, "I actually watched your video and it's so stupid. Why was I a left-wing socialist when I was broke and unemployed according to your brilliant theory?" So I thought, okay, well, that's a nice opportunity to be able to engage with someone who has a very large platform. I think he has, maybe close to 10 million followers. And so here is the first thread that I posted in response to his comment. So this is me writing to Seth. "Thanks for watching. Many young people are socialists when they are driven by immature impulses of utopia. They then grow up. You are a grown man with tons of money. Your current stances are rooted in vacuous, empty signaling, rooted in a desire to belong in Hollywood. It takes zero courage to hold your stances within the entertainment ecosystem. You espouse bullshit rhetoric that wins you points at the cool kids' parties, but you are otherwise as ignorant as my out-of-order toaster. I'd be happy to chat with you on my show as you have a very large platform, and as such, you have the opportunity to actually make a difference. Stop succumbing to the herd mindset. Learn how to think critically. Learn the meaning and implications of socialism versus capitalism. You are among the most privileged people in the history of humanity, and yet you walk around as though you are a Che Guevara revolutionary. You are the product of capitalism. If you are such a socialist, send me some of your money. I'm trying to build an interdisciplinary research institute. Live out your convictions. If you are a socialist, you have no business being the beneficiary of the most capitalist industry in the most capitalist country in the history of humanity. Don't be a hypocritical fraud. Cheers, amigo." So then he responds, "Oh, I'm trying to, ride the coattail of his fame and to invite him on my podcast and so on." I won't go through all of the tedious, puerile stuff, but I'll just share a few other tweets that I sent to him. And then, as I said, you can go and check the rest of the stuff on your own. So I wrote, "Professor Dr. Seth Rogen, comrade of the Revolution, makes more per minute than 90% of the world's population does per year, but he is an avowed socialist who drinks the tears of the homeless people whilst basking in Malibu. He is the Canadian hero we don't deserve." And then when he was sort of hinting that I was trying to write, ride the coattail of his fame, I had to make the following admission: "In all seriousness, Seth Rogen, I'm trying to break into Hollywood to pursue my acting dreams. Please put in a good word for me with your buddy Harvey Weinstein. Being one of the best known professors in the world is nothing compared to making fart jokes as a thespian. Hook me up." And then finally, "Okay, last one for today with my new buddy Seth Rogen. How about we write a script together about a buddy movie starring two Jews? One is a dull schmuck who should be thankful that he lives in a capitalist society. The other is a much funnier Lebanese Jew named Gad. Let's write it. Why do I take the time to engage folks like Seth Rogen? Because Seth Rogen, for better or worse, has a huge audience. Seth Rogen is listened to by 14-year-old gamers who smoke up in mom's basement all day because he's their hero. And there should never be a missed opportunity to try to change people's minds. So unlike many of my academic colleagues who exist in highfalutin, elitist ivory towers, I mix it up with everyone because ultimately my only goal is to engage ideas, especially with people who have very large platforms that can amplify the signal of good ideas over bad ideas. So to those people who write to me and say, well, why do you waste your time on someone like Seth? Well, first of all, I don't have that elitism instinct. Seth is a person who may have great ideas or bad ideas. To the extent that he has a large platform, I think it's worthwhile to try to engage him and others like him, because to sit in the ivory tower and communicate with only five of my self-important colleagues would defeat the purpose of trying to maximize the spread of good ideas. So there you have it. This is why I engage folks like DJ Yugli, this was last year, I think, and Seth Rogen, because they are part of the ecosystem of the exchange of ideas. And then to that extent, it's always worthwhile to take a bit of time to engage such folks. Have a great day, everybody. I don't need to remind you. Make sure to weigh in the battle of ideas. Support those who are fighting on your behalf. Never subcontract your voice to others. Get engaged. Cheers, everybody.